Verse 7, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Of course, the Bible says other things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Isaiah 55 and verse 6 speaks about a message to the people of Israel, God's people, that they ought to seek God. Isaiah 55 and verse, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Seek ye the Lord." What a great truth for all people. Seek ye the Lord. The Bible says that one of the greatest problems of men today is that men do not seek the Lord. It is not natural for people to seek the Lord. Unsaved people don't seek the Lord. That's the last thing they want to do, is seek God. And of course, that's the that's the great curse of our society, is we have young people seeking basketball or soccer or football on the Lord's Day or Wednesday night. They're seeking all sorts of other things except seeking God. And the Bible says that the Lord is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, you know, seeking God starts with a desire. It starts with an inward desire. A desire to be closer to God, a desire to have God in our lives. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. It's a desire to see God working in our lives. And, you know, God's people, praise the Lord, can get tired of being dead. They can get tired of being apathetic. They can be tired of seeing God do nothing. They can be tired of sensing that the presence of God is far away. The Bible has an answer. It says, seek ye the Lord. The Bible says that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so seeking God starts with a desire. And a person has to look within their soul. A person has to be thinking of their own spiritual state. And a person has to come to a logical conclusion that they need the Lord. And they need to, if their life is going to count, they need to seek God. And all of those things move so man might desire to seek God. The question is, do you desire to seek God? Do you desire to seek God? That's always such a good question. Seeking God starts with a desire. Oh, there's lots of things that can take away that any desire to seeking God. And you can count on it that some things have to change if you're going to have desire to seek God. Sometimes just by reading the Word of God, you know that the way of the transgressor is hard. And logic tells you need to seek God. And and just wanting your life to count for God is logical for you to stir up your desires to want to have God closer to you, to want to see God's blessing in your life. So seeking God starts with a desire. It starts with a desire. That's just as bottom line as you can get. It starts with a desire. And do you have that desire to seek God? If not, well, you need to take care of that desire. You need to confess it if you don't have that desire. And you need to confess the darkness and the coldness and the hardness of your heart. And ask God to do something in your life that you'll want to seek after God. So, the blessing of God, seeking God, starts with a desire. And the Bible says in this verse that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And seeking God involves not only, first of all, a desire, but it involves effort. Effort. All effort is preceded by desire. But all real desire is accompanied by effort. Effort of is involved in seeking God. There's a number of things that are involved in seeking God. Some of these verses we looked at. One great effort of seeking God is prayer. Prayer. A consciousness of prayer, an actual praying, a reminder that we need God, and that if we are going to seek God, we're going to need Him. We're going to have to pray. Number one effort, great effort, is prayer. you know, it takes effort to pray. Takes effort to pray. You have to decide, oh, I'm going to pray. And you have to put the effort to pray. Now, you know, spiritual laziness is a horrible, horrible sin. Physical laziness is a horrible, horrible sin. It's capital letters, capital L, capital A, capital Z, and capital Y. But spiritual laziness is a big sin too. And but the first great effort is prayer. And we need to we seek God by real effort. And one of the great efforts is prayer. Number two, the great effort is meeting God in His Word. Meeting God in His Word. You know, you're always going to hear the naysayers say, well, you just don't read, just don't tell people to read your Bible, like that's kind of some kind of magic. Well, don't listen to the scoffers too often, because my Bible says the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. My Bible said, Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And, you know... you aren't gonna touch any electricity until you touch the wire. Amen? And so if you stay away from the wire, you don't have to worry about any electricity. The Bible is the living Word of God. The living Word of God. And so diligently seek Him. There takes great effort meeting God in His Word. I wonder how many could honestly say or already say that, you know, now that I've been reading my Bible more diligently, I've noticed an effect upon my life. You know, the fact is, most of the time, we take the good things that come from God, we just take them for granted, and we forget what it's like not to be close to God, not to have His Spirit working in us. We don't even think about those things. But you know, when you read your Bible, it could be multiple effects. One is, when you read your Bible before you go to bed, you're more likely to be dreaming about spiritual things. When you read your Bible diligently before you go to bed, you're more likely to wake up in the morning with a sense of spiritual things on your soul, Whether that be your hunger for God or your need, sensing your need for God, or just a predisposition to want to read the Bible that morning rather than having to force yourself to do it. Multiple of different things. We don't even know. It's hard to comprehend that because the Word of God works invisibly in our souls. But an effort to seek God is to meet Him. God, what does it say? That He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? You know, if you want to see God work, the Bible says you need to diligently seek Him. And by faith, you will seek Him and you will find out that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He is a rewarder of them. You know, the third great effort is whether it's obedience or that is being conscious of souls or that is witnessing or that is serving God. Recent preacher Friday, Sunday night, serving God with fervency, not just going through the motions, but being excited about serving God and doing it with fervency. These are efforts. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. As you are seeking Him, when you are serving Him, when you decide that you're going to do such and such for God, because you're seeking Him, that's what it's talking about. And you know, it says diligently seek Him. It speaks about extra effort. It speaks about a continuous effort. It talks about a planned effort. It speaks of many times an organized effort of seeking God. Diligent. Diligent is you do it when it's easy. You deal with it. You do it because it's right. It doesn't matter how you feel. You have decided that this is what you are going to do. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And so we can see that fervency. We can see that extra effort. We can see the overcoming of whatever obstacles because the desire is there. The effort is there. The diligence is there. And of course, it says there is a reward. There's a reward. For those who diligently, God rewards those who diligently seek Him. You know, it wouldn't be in the Bible wasn't true. That is a fact. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now there's lots of rewards. One of the great rewards is just the reward of knowing God better, of being closer to God, just having God in your life where He ought to be. You can't get a bigger reward than that. But He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Just a verse I'd like to look at, Jeremiah chapter 24. Jeremiah 24. Hope I have that copied right. I don't think this is the verse that I want it to be. What? It says, and I will give them a heart, verse 7, to know me. that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart. He says, when they return unto me with their whole heart, he says, I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be my God. Wow, what a great reward it is when people seek God. They find God. God is their God. You know, the reward, of course, answered prayer. Answered prayer. You have not because you ask not. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Those that diligently seek me will have answered prayer. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, whatever that blessing is, as you look at the context, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, Noah, you know, he diligently sought the Lord, didn't he? He built this ark. He spent millions of dollars hiring architects and engineers and builders and spent a lot of money on building and materials. And guess what? He got rewarded, didn't he? His family was saved from the flood. That's a pretty big reward, wasn't it? And you think of many other of these great giants in the faith. They sought the Lord and God rewarded them. And the Bible is giving us such a great picture here of reality. Now, it's the verse on faith. It's a verse on faith. Now, for a person with childlike faith, this is just you know, kind of sweet pie. It's just kind of sweet pie. Because they're just going to seek the Lord. And they believe him. And God's going to reward them. Just that childlike faith. Because God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, that person who has that, you know, more of a skeptical faith. And they're going to have to... they're going to have to get through the hoops so that they can have childlike faith and just trust God and believe. Oh, if I seek the Lord. You know, the devil, I suppose that the devil is messing with somebody's heart. Seeking the Lord, that doesn't work. Well, let me tell you what. That's not the Lord. That's not the Lord. These professional intellectual Christians that scoff at godliness and they scoff at reading your Bible and they scoff at childlike prayer. You know what? They got a problem with faith. They got a problem with God. They don't really know the God of the Bible. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Our God is a merciful God. It isn't how God is merciful. Amen? Man, none of us deserve anything from God. None of us deserve a thing from God. No way. It's not that. God's a merciful, loving God. He's anxious to bless his people. Oh, if we would just diligently seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Very simple truth. And in fact, Brother Jeremy preached on it last Wednesday night. And as he was preaching on this, he was like, the Lord says, Ron, that's it. That's the answer for Mequonago Baptist Church. There's the answer. For Ron Roberts, year 2022. This is the verse for Mequonago Baptist Church. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, yes. You know, it takes some, I don't know, it just takes some mercy of God. It takes a little bit of humility. It takes a little bit of childlike, you know, the Bible says that out of the mouths of babes and sucklings He has ordained praise. You know, some people have to figure everything out and psychoanalyze everything. No. This is so simple. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. May it be that we would be a people that say this year, we just want to have that simplistic, childlike Christianity where we're going to just seek the Lord. I like what Brother Paul said Sunday night. Maybe I'll elaborate on that further about how the evangelists encouraged the church three times a day. Just ask God to show His presence. Just ask God to show His presence. Well, you know, that's seeking God, isn't it? And I found in my life that God answers those kind of prayers, especially when you have a people of God who have simple faith and hungry faith that they just want to see God work. And that's the most important thing in their life. But here's our verse. May God do something in our lives. Even last couple of days, number of times during the day, whatever it was, maybe it was someone that talked about the men's breakfast or something, and the immediate thought that came to my mind was, okay, need to pray. Need to pray about that. Need to pray for God to bless. Rather than just think about it and go on. Seek ye the Lord. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for the Word of God. We thank You that You are a great God, that You are far bigger and better and wonderful than any of us know. And Lord, we know that You delight when the children of men, Lord, seek Your face. When, Lord, they come to You in humility and they come to You, Lord, in faith. They come to You, Lord, desiring You. And Lord, I pray that Your Holy Spirit would use this verse in all our lives in a very special way. Might many of the people of God tonight, Lord, decide. I know only You can put that in their heart, Lord. But might many of them decide that this year that they're going to seek You diligently. And that, Lord, we can look forward to You being a rewarder of them that diligently seek You. Whether that would be, Lord, many souls coming to You. Many children whose hearts are turned to You. Just a spirit of blessing and the presence of God. The favor of God, Lord, in our ministries. Lord, we thank You for who You are. Work in our midst, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.